said, hey, hey, how you doing? Time for a brand new day. Get up, get out, let's get happy. Start your day with Cliffo and Gabby.
Cliffo and Gabby this morning after 7:50 on with the local veteran and his fiancée who went out and bought thousands of dollars worth of Woolies gift cards to give to people who are struggling at this crappy time of the year.
That's a positive.
That is a pandemic positive. Mm. We're going to catch up with these guys after 7:50, but 13, 12, 16... We want your pandemic positives. They haven't got to be like that. They haven't got to be expensive or extravagant or anything.
No.
Just a simple little thing
yeah.
that's come out of the bad situation the world's in at the moment.
Yeah, because there is so much bad news out there. It's so important to look for those silver linings and just be like, you know what? I'm grateful for these little tiny wins that this is bringing on in my life. For example, one of my friends, Claire, she's been doing a long-distance relationship between states for nearly a couple of years now. Mm. But because they're working from home, he can work from home here in Townsville, which means I don't have to do long distance anymore. It's really nice.
It's about showing gratitude for what you have and what you're getting rather than being upset about everything else. Man, gratitude, if you're a grateful person, like that is one of the real key pillars of good mental
of
health.
Of happiness.
And of happiness, generally being happy.
And there is a lot of crappy stuff going on, so you've got to focus on those good things, those really nice things, because we're being forced to slow down right now. There has to be good things that come with that.
Let's get yours, Townsville. 13, 12, 16. Izzy's here. Izzy, what's your pandemic positive?
That my 19-year-old son will be coming back home for the next 3 to 6 months.
Well, that's fantastic for you.
It is.
Where's he been?
He goes to university in Brisbane.
Oh, wow. So he's educated down south, and because unis won't be, he'll be, I guess, studying from home. Is that right?
Yes. So uni finished not last week, the week before, and then he lost his job because he was in hospitality.
Yeah.
And now he's coming up here, so he'll be helping me with the kids while I work.
Fantastic.
I totally understand your joy in getting to spend more time with him. It used to annoy me that and I feel sad saying, my mum used to be almost annoying. Like, when am I going to see you? When am I going to see you?
My mum's still like that.
Now I have kids, though, I totally appreciate the position you're in, Izzy. So that's a beautiful little positive for you, mate.
Nice.
Thanks for sharing.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too. 13, 12, 16. Who's this?
Sorrel.
Sorrel, what's your pandemic positive?
I just feel that there's, I run a business, a small business, and I feel there's a sense of genuine from people. Like, the people come in and ask me how it's going, and they say, oh, good luck, you know, I hope everything, you know, works out well. And people just feel just a more sense of genuine comments and luck, you know, like wishing well.
People care.
Yes, people really care about my little business.
That's so good.
Whereas a few weeks ago, the care wasn't there as much, you know.
I guess for the first time in years, people are saying to you, how are you? And it's kind of nice to know they actually want to know.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just an easy
nicety, yeah. Oh, that's so lovely.
Oh, I love them.
Yes.
Pandemic positives. Let's just do this for the rest of the day.
Yeah, it makes 12, me feel
16.
So good.
I'm all warm and fuzzy.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Bit of an observation. Frogs have really committed to this whole hopping thing, haven't they?
It's pretty much their only way of getting around, so yes.
They've mastered the hop, and I don't think we're going to see frogs taking up walking.
Well, I was going to say, can you imagine what they'd look like if they were walking on two back legs? It'd be very weird.
God,
I don't
that's
like
something
it.
From Star Wars
it's
or
very
something from science fiction. But they hop a lot. They've committed to it, and they're very, very good at it, as I witnessed yesterday when I was trying to mow the lawn. And I've been putting it off. And I'm usually pretty lawn proud, but I don't know, just with the world.
The motivation just hasn't been there.
The motivation levels have been very, very, very low. A lot of time with the kids and stuff at home in isolation. And
hard to keep them occupied while mowing the lawn.
Yeah, so anyway, yesterday was the first day that my wife, she finished early. So I'm like, all right, cool, you finish early, you can take care of the kids. I'll mow the lawn. Did that. There has been a green tree frog infestation at our house, which has been lovely because I think they're beautiful little creatures.
Better than toads.
Oh, so much better. I get them on my place too. Hate the toads, love the green tree frogs. Mm. Isn't that judgy? Because they're kind of the same, but one's just ugly and one's pretty.
You're so shallow.
I'm so shallow when it comes to my vertebrae. But yeah, there was this tiny little green tree frog. Dude, he would not have been bigger than a 20-cent coin.
Cute.
He was so little. And as I'm whippersnipping, he's hopping to try and get away from me.
But going the wrong way.
And I'm like, dude. And I tried to stop and kick him the other way. Like, I'm like, go the way that I've already whippersnipped. Nope, he's going where I have to whippersnip. So finally, I put the whippersnipper down and I start chasing him. And I'm 120 kilos plus change. I'm a big guy. And he's all of, what, 20 grams.
Cents.
And it's so funny, this little 20-cent size frog, every hop he does, I have to take another step. And then as I go down to bend to pick him up, he takes another one. I take another step.
Oh, so God, I wish you had CCTV.
I'm working my way, like, along the back fence, and I finally get this little guy. I pick him up, and I just throw him over the fence, like the neighbor's fence, because I figure I'm going to mow anyway, so I don't want anything. So just throw him over. But after this, like, probably 45 seconds of me trying to catch this frog. Like, I take a step, he takes a hop. I take a step, he takes a hop. I look over. Here's Taco the cat staring at me with his judgy eyes. And I just know he was thinking, I need to teach you a thing or two.
Yeah, I would have gotten him 20 seconds ago.
Job would have been a good one.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Times like this really bring out the best in some people, and that's definitely the case when it comes to Stacey and Beau, who have been in the news over the last couple of days for a really beautiful random act of kindness, giving back to people who are really struggling right now, and they both join us right now. Hey, guys, how you going?
Yeah, good.
I don't know what I expected to hear, but, like, I don't know. You just sound like such a normal guy for... You know, someone who's done such an incredible thing, Beau. I'm going to toot your horn because you sound like the kind of guy you won't do it yourself.
Very so humble.
You went out, you bought 65 $100 Woolies gift cards, so $6,500 worth, just to give to people who are doing it tough in our community at the moment, and there's a lot of them. Why did you do such a nice thing?
I have family that are small business owners, and one of my sisters works at the Mater in Brisbane as well, so... She's sort of seeing firsthand of what's going on, and they're sort of seeing the economical side of what's going on as well. And then just with a lot of our friends that in the community, you know, that are close to us, and just reading the stories on social media about how many people are losing their jobs. So it was sort of a no-brainer for us. We had to do something.
It's just such a lovely thing to do as well, to be able to give back to the community like that. But you know, you don't sound like you're a Clive Palmer millionaire. How could you afford this?
We were lucky. Like, last year we struggled financially, and this year we had planned things out really well and were organised, and so, you know, we don't need it as much as other people do. But no, we're not millionaires. We still struggle to get toilet paper just as much as everyone else does.
Yeah, Clive didn't.
$600 notes.
That's right. $6,500 worth of Woolies gift cards. How many of them have you given out?
So there's probably less than 10 left, I think, now.
Wow.
So... Yeah, so, but I've sort of been brainstorming in my head, you know, this, for me, this will continue to go on, with not the vouchers, with something else that, that we can do as well. So, this is, I suppose, just a start, because it's going to be such a long process for people. So, yeah.
You're beautiful.
Oh, it's just amazing. And do you feel better when you do things like this, you know, when you show an act of kindness to other people, does it also kind of come back on you guys and kind of get you guys through as well?
I think, well, we both have struggled with mental health last year, definitely being really hard for us. And I think we've been in that difficult position. So for us, it's people were kind to us. I don't see it that way. I just see it as, what can we do to help? And that's something little. It's not going to be long lasting, but if it means that it reduces someone's, you know, shock and stress for a couple of days, great, you know.
Stacey and Bo, you're just two incredible people. And I think, you know, I mean, speaking for Gabs and myself, I guess we're both believers of, you know, what you put out into the world is what you get back.
Mm.
And you guys have put so much good out into the world, and you don't, you know, you're so humble about it and all that, but you've really done it. So that good is going to come back, hopefully tenfold for you guys. You're just amazing people. Stacey Lyon, Bo King, and your $6,500 worth of Woolies vouchers for people doing it tough. Thank you so much for what you've done, and thanks for your time this morning, guys.
No worries. Thank you.
Yep.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
13, 12, 16, Townsville. Do you have a favourite stovetop burner? Man, we're a show of contradictions, aren't we? Like, it's all COVID-19.
Let's talk burners.
Social distancing. Then it's the real hot debate. What's your favourite stovetop burner?
Hot debate. Well done. It makes sense, though, because we're all at home. We're probably cooking a little more. We've got a little more time to spend in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Where, you know, we're paying more attention to these little facts of life.
Working from home, out come the two-minute noodles. If you want to cook them properly, I just whack them in the microwave.
If I could cook three meals a day, like I wouldn't because I'm lazy, but if I could have three cooked meals a day,
yeah,
that'd be nice.
Laughing, huh?
Yes.
So the reason we're doing this, a Facebook post came out. It was just along the lines of like, why do all adults have a favourite stovetop burner? But it's something we never discuss.
Mm.
And they did discuss it on BuzzFeed, just quickly banging through the percentages. 48% like the front right burner, 31% front left, 12% whatever fits the pot I'm using.
Fence sitters.
Then 4% shared for back right and back left, and 1% whatever is available.
So I'm pretty unique because I'm within the 4% of the back right.
Unique, whatever you would put it. About 30,000 votes, 30,000 votes, so a lot of them. 13, 12, 16, we'll go to Noel. Noel, what's your favourite burner on the stove, mate?
Front right.
You're the front right. You're
front
literally
right.
Wedged between Gabby and I.
Yeah, so I know. I've got kids at home too, and it, you know, it's pretty dangerous, but front right for me.
Is there any reason why you like that burner more than the others?
It's bigger than the others.
Yeah, bigger than the others.
Bigger's always better.
No. Got kids. Don't care. Living on the edge. Bigger's better. Thanks for the vote, Noel. Front right for you it is. You. See you, mate.
Bye.
Bye. Chloe.
Chloe.
There's the radio in the background. Hello. What's the favourite burner for you?
I like the front left. To the point where I actually change between the front left and the right back.
Okay.
Ah, it's interesting, isn't it, when there's two different options. Is there any reason why you like the front left?
It's a lot bigger than the rest of them.
See, that must be a stove design thing. Have you got a gas stove?
Yes.
Yeah, mine's the same. Gas stove?
I've got electric. I prefer a gas, but yeah, I got electric. Maybe that's why I'm different.
Gas people are better than electric people.
Oh, totally. Get over yourself.
Judging hard right now. Kat, you're next. Kat on 13, 12, 16. What's your favourite stovetop burner, mate? What's your vote?
I always use the back right. The front left.
Back right,
whoa, whoa,
front left.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
So you've got two faves.
I'm having no sitting on the fence here. No sitting on the burner fence.
No, I use the back right for, like, my pasta and my rice and stuff, but then the front left for, like, the mince or whatever I'm cooking to go with the pasta or rice.
Okay, so what if you were cooking a one-pan dinner, which one would you use?
It would be the front left.
Front left.
Were you really adamant to get one answer from her? Because literally her two favourites were your favourite, top right, and my favourite.
And I was hoping
front left
that she would go with mine because I'm the lower percentage here. I need to build up my audience.
Big dog pulled through again. Cliffy gotcha. Sorry, mate.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
It's really tough times for a lot of people out there at the moment. And I guess the message that we're always trying to spread is that we need to be kind to one another because everyone is dealing with something. There's so many pressures and stresses and anxiety and all those kind of things. So you just have to be nice, especially when it comes to our retail workers, especially our retail workers in supermarkets. You know, there's a lot of pressures there with no toilet paper and stuff, but it's not their fault. There is one young girl by the name of Jordan who's been having a really tough time. She works at Woolies in Willows and she joins us right now. Jordan, how are you going today?
I'm feeling much better, honestly. Yeah,
Okay.
I'm good.
Jordan, the reason we got you on is your mum posted a photo of you clearly upset, in tears. You got your Woolies uniform on. You're upset, and this is because you couldn't last out a whole shift about two nights ago. You crumbled. What happened?
It was mainly just the overwhelming, you know, not being able to satisfy each customer that comes in, them being very, like, angrily upset that they can't get their third can of corn or third can of beans or whatever. And it just, it takes it to heart because, you know, each shift that I go into, that you're obviously going to disappoint one or two customers. But of late, you know, with this whole coronavirus stuff that's going around, there's been restrictions made on everything that, that you have to buy at Woolworths.
I've been really mindful of that going into Woolies, and, you know, you're restricted to only two of certain products. So is that something that's really putting pressure on your job?
Yes, it is. Yeah, because it's nothing we can do as customer service. Like, it goes far beyond us. But, you know, they're treating, you know, the customers that we serve and try and please just don't understand that, you know?
And, well, I mean, we'll put it out there. Obviously, this isn't all customers, but it's a lot by the sounds of it. The idea that anyone would abuse a checkout chick or a checkout dude because they can only buy two of something, or that, you know, there's no toilet paper, or all these things that are so clearly beyond your control.
Yeah.
Like, the idea that someone would abuse you just blows my mind. What's been the worst of it? Have you seen that, like, swearing or violence or...
Swearing, violence, being told to go back to school to learn what a vegetable and a fruit is.
How do you deal with someone like that? Are you able to call your manager, call security, you're able to kick them out of the shop? Like, what do you do?
There are precautions that we can take. You know, if we've got a very unhappy customer, we offer, you know, would you like to speak to the manager or would you like to speak to our supervisor? And some say no. And if they get out of hand, we do ring our bell just to say, you know, look, you know, they're obviously not happy with it. Is there something that we can do to try and, you know, ease the situation? Mm. But there has been, you know, customers that have made such a big deal over something so small that we have had to kick them out of the store and whatnot. Yeah. But, yeah.
You know, it's not hard. Don't be a dick to other people. Like, we're all stressed. We've all got a lot going on.
And I know, like, people do get caught up in their own stresses and their own head about where they're at. And they're, like, there's a lot of people out there feeling very overwhelmed. But we just need to take a deep breath and realise that everyone is in this together. And even though you're stressed, there is absolutely no, you know, forgiveness for taking that out on other people. That's just not okay.
It shocks me that's happening in our city. You know, I like to think we are better than that, and I hope it does improve for you. Look, thank you so much for telling us the story. This, you know, this photo of you upset and, yeah, your mum's put it on Facebook and it's gone viral for, I guess, the right reasons now. Hopefully it will draw some attention to sort of what's happening out there, and we'll see a change. But, hey, thank you so much for opening up, and I hope things get better soon, okay?
Thank you so much. Cliff, Owen, Gabby.